Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now! On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 613 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Welcome to a nice Wednesday afternoon. It's been a pretty one, hasn't it?
Yeah, it actually hasn't been that bad.
Okay, Austin's coming around in about 5 minutes or so. He'll have that the latest forecast for you, and he'll throw in the five-day forecast as well as traffic conditions. But let's go ahead and take a look at the top three trending stories you need to know about today.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, with the return of curbside recycling, the city of Pensacola's trash rates could potentially change. The new rates will go into effect on July 1st if approved by the city council on June 12th. Residential customers will pay $24.99 for once-a-week pickup or $32.99 to add recycling service. Commercial property owners who use the city for trash pickup going to take the biggest hit under this plan, with rates for basic service increasing by at least $22.54.
And your second of the top three stories this afternoon, Mayor Reeves addressing the high cost of child care for working families in Pensacola. Today, he held a child care summit. The meeting was organized to bring people involved in child care services together to discuss potential ideas and concepts. Reeves found that 15% of parents had left a job in the last 6 months because of issues with child care.
Okay, this past Memorial Day marked one of the busiest days in Pensacola International's airport's history, with over 13,450 travelers. Monday marked the fourth busiest travel day in the airport's history and the second largest of 2025. PNS officials say most airports grow at around 3-4%. Pensacola, however, grew 14%, and this year the airport is up about 4-5%, 615. Kind of sliding along this afternoon, and we appreciate you listening today. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
That is correct. Luckily, don't have much to talk about. We do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. That'll hopefully die down sooner rather than later. Also have 84 degrees right now, low of 74 this evening, about a 40% chance of thunderstorms throughout the night. Those are going to increase for your Thursday, hitting as high as 80%. As for the weather, high is going to be 85 with a low of 74.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, I want to make sure you put this down on your calendar. This is a big event. Happens every year this time. Grand Fiesta Parade rolling 7 o'clock Friday in downtown. Road closures. This is the important part I want to get you.
Yeah.
The road
this
closures.
Is why you mark it.
That's right. The closures begin at 4 p.m. Friday. Cars parked on the parade routes will be towed. The mayor's pretty adamant about this. Jefferson Street parking garage, also accessible and a possible great alternative for you to park.
All right. And with the start of hurricane season just a few days away, the Escambia County Emergency Operations Center, or EOC, conducted storm response simulations both this morning and afternoon. Escambia County Public Safety PIO Davis Wood says the simulations were supposed to be as realistic as possible, with even a couple of surprises being thrown into the mix.
Hurricanes are extremely unpredictable. Any kind of activation is unpredictable, and you're going to be thrown a curveball that you have to be ready for.
The simulations included a tree crashing through an assisted living center, forcing the evacuation of residents, as well as gas leaks and power outages. As for after a storm, the simulation crew also taught participants how to deter drones from flying over damaged areas.
What do they say about those drones? How are they supposed to down them? You don't shoot them down, do you?
Well, no, but just talking about basically you need to be prepared for anything like that, because we hear about some drone accidents or whatever, but also probably encouraging people not to do that, because if your home has been damaged or if you're trying to help people and you got a drone buzzing around, that's not exactly ideal.
Yeah, absolutely right. And thanks for the clarification, by the way.
Yeah, don't shoot down drones.
Okay, here's something else you need to put down on that calendar. The Floribama's annual fishing rodeo coming with a 3-day beach party that includes daily weigh-ins with a fish viewing area, live music, great food. The tournament gets underway on Perdido Key Drive next weekend, June 6th through 8th. The fishing rodeo is a 3-day captain's choice tournament with anglers competing in 30 categories.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, investigators believe they have found the cause of a boat explosion in Broward County. You may have heard us talk about this earlier this week. Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue said yesterday fuel vapors probably led to Monday's explosion in the intercoastal waterway. 15 people were on board the boat while it was near a sandbar near the New River. 11 people were hurt, including 2 children. The children and 2 adults are in critical condition.
Okay, animal lovers, go ahead. You can smile. This is a good story for you. Governor DeSantis signing 2 animal protection bills into law. Chris Foster has more from Tallahassee.
One's called Trooper's Law, named for a dog rescued during Hurricane Milton last year, tied to a pole next to an interstate.
Legislation that makes it a third-degree felony to restrain and or abandon a dog outdoors during a declared natural disaster any time in which a mandatory or voluntary evacuation order is in effect.
Governor DeSantis also signs Dexter's Law, named for a dog found decapitated 4 days after being adopted from a shelter,
which strengthens penalties for aggravated animal cruelty and ensures the offenders are tracked and punished accordingly.
That law creates a registry of convicted animal abusers and prohibits offenders from owning or living with pets. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And an assistant state attorney for Hillsborough County under arrest on child porn charges. 32-year-old William Jones was arrested in Pinellas County. He reportedly admitted to viewing and transmitting files that featured children as young as 6 years old. He's been with the Hillsborough State Attorney's Office since 2021 and had been assigned to the Felony Bureau.
Let me run a couple of stories by you from the University of Florida. We'll start off with the scientists at the university have discovered a new bug. CJ Papa explains.
Home and boat owners are encouraged not to bug out, but to watch out for evidence of termites on their property. 2 different termite species are breeding, creating a hybrid termite with colonies confirmed in South Florida. Researchers at the University of Florida say Formosan subterranean termites and Asian subterranean termites are coexisting and mating with each other. The lead author of the study called it not great news that the 2 most destructive termites in the world are hybridizing in Florida. Maps from the study show a large presence of both species of the destructive insects in southeast Florida, as well as the Tampa area. CJ Papa, Fox News.
As we continue with the University of Florida information to pass along, the university getting closer to naming its next president. Ted Linder has more on News Radio 92.3.
On Tuesday, the school's Board of Trustees approved Santa Ono, the former president of the University of Michigan, to lead the state's flagship university. His appointment now awaits final approval from the Florida Board of Governors. Ono would replace interim president Kent Fuchs, who returned after Ben Sasse resigned last year amid controversy over high spending and hiring practices. Ono says he's excited to join what he called the palpable energy of the Gator Nation. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some national headlines for you before we head into the bottom of our Fox News update right here on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Beach is a wonderful place to vacation and celebrate with your family. If you thought about having a family celebration or a memorable beach wedding, Casa de Luna still has good dates available this year. Casa de Luna is spacious with room for large families. It has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. And the pool can be heated. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another as a genuine jacuzzi. There's a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Afternoon, everybody. Welcome to News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Wednesday afternoon. The media continues to face questions about its coverage of former President Joe Biden's decline. Ashley Strohmeyer has a story on News Radio 92.3.
Margaret Chadbourne, who covers the White House for Cheddar News, told Fox News Digital, quote, reporters need to do some soul searching and question, did they cover Biden the way they should have, through the lens they should have, asking the questions they should have. An anonymous White House reporter told Fox News Digital that he thinks the press isn't culpable in the alleged cover-up, saying, quote, the Biden White House didn't leak. It just didn't. So if you want to go after that story, you're going to spend weeks on it, and you may not get anything.
Okay, 625, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
All righty, let's see what we got. Looking at the roads here, don't have much going on. Do have maybe some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. But outside of that, there's not much that should be holding you up. As for the weather, sitting at 84 degrees, low of 74 tonight with about a 40% chance of storms. Those chances will increase for your Thursday where the high will be 85 and the low will once again be 74.
Okay, if you don't mind, if you can rack this 3644 up for me.
Yeah, I got you.
I don't want to forget this. It's very important to pass along. Stocks ending down today. Investors awaiting major tech earnings. Jerry Willis is in NYC with the
stocks
numbers.
In the red as traders await earnings from AI giant NVIDIA. At the close, the Dow down 244 points, the S&P lower by 32, the NASDAQ down 98. The NVIDIA report will be scoured for clues on infrastructure demand. Expectations are high because the company routinely beats Wall Street expectations. Meanwhile, traders also focused on minutes from the Federal Reserve, which tracked rising inflation. Officials in that report noting uncertainty about the economic outlook. Utilities, energy, and healthcare sectors under pressure today. In the bond market, the 10-year Treasury yield nearing 4.5%. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
And President Trump says it'll be revealed soon if Russian President Putin wants to end the war in Ukraine. He was speaking from the Oval Office saying, we'll know in about 2 weeks if Putin is tapping us along or if he's serious about actually signing a peace agreement. Trump says U.S. officials are dealing very strongly with him.
Okay, 9 months after Hurricane Helene destroyed communities in the southeast, fallen trees are creating an increased wildfire risk this afternoon. Asher Redd has more from Manchester, Tennessee.
Sawmills are stepping in, hoping to clear the forests of trees toppled by Hurricane Helene 9 months ago. Johnny Evans, owner of Evans Lumber Company, says many of the trees can be turned into mulch, construction materials, and paper.
It's a resource that God gives us, and we need to recycle it instead of letting it rot into the ground.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is pitching in $23 million to clear dead trees from high-risk wildfire zones across the country. The effort supports President Trump's executive order to boost domestic timber production by 25%. The U.S. Forestry Service is simplifying the permitting and contracting process for sawmills hoping to get in on the timber supply. In Manchester, Tennessee, Asher Redd, Fox News.
And Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the allocation for the FAA and the House-approved spending package won't be enough to support needed upgrades to air traffic operations. He's repeatedly said that low staffing numbers and outdated technology are at the root of various incidents that require significant funding. Duffy's overhaul is expected to include brand new telecom, radar, and radio equipment, as well as updates to front and back ends of the air traffic control system.
627 News Radio 92.3. DMVs are warning drivers of a new batch of fake phishing text messages designed to scam respondents out of their personal and financial information. The messages warn drivers of unpaid fees on traffic violations and threaten steep penalties, including additional fines and suspension of driving privileges if the reader does not comply. These texts aren't from any official body. The phishing scams by text, otherwise known as smishing, have been on the rise in recent months.
And Tesla sales are plummeting in Europe, and analysts say it's in part because of CEO Elon Musk's rhetoric and political activities. Sales across the continent fell nearly 50% in April compared with last year, and that's while overall electric vehicle sales were up more than 30%. Musk drew the ire of some when he endorsed a far-right German political party earlier in 2025, and protests also broke out at Tesla dealerships as Musk was spending $300 million to get President Trump reelected.
All right, we're following this story pretty closely this afternoon. House Republicans still question about an alleged cover-up of former President Joe Biden's declining cognitive ability. Several key staffers now facing subpoenas if they don't answer questions by tomorrow.
Oversight Committee Chairman Comer tells me that his committee is ready to drop those subpoenas within minutes if former President Biden's doctor and those four other staffers do not respond to his request for an interview by tomorrow's deadline. Comer is also telling me that he's willing to expand those summons to include former First Lady Jill Biden, their son Hunter Biden, and former Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre if that is where the committee's investigation leads them. If the committee does find any wrongdoing in their investigation, Chairman Comer says that he would send criminal referrals to AG Pam Bondi.
And HHS Secretary RFK Jr. considering a move to ban government scientists from publishing in leading medical journals. During a podcast appearance, he said, Lancet, the New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, and other journals are all corrupt. Although the publications are consistently ranked as the top medical journals in the world, he alleged they're vessels for pharmaceutical companies, and he's proposing for agencies within HHS to create their own in-house journals that will become the preeminent journals in their field.
Something went terribly wrong Tuesday night. The FAA providing an update today on a SpaceX spacecraft that lost control, exploded last evening. Jonathan Cire reporting from Atlanta.
The FAA says there are no reports of public damage or injury from SpaceX's Starship as it disintegrated during an uncontrolled re-entry over a remote section of the Indian Ocean Tuesday night. The company says a propellant leak caused the spacecraft to lose maneuvering capabilities, sending it into a spin high above the Earth. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk posted on social media that his engineers have obtained lots of data from this flight as his company works to improve the spacecraft, which he hopes eventually to use to send humans to Mars. In Atlanta, Jonathan Cire, Fox News.
Okay, we're going to take a look at sports. That will be coming up in less than 5 minutes. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump once again using his pardon power, this time on behalf of two politicians.
A full presidential pardon has been granted to Michael Grimm, a former New York congressman who pleaded guilty in 2014 to falsifying a tax return. Former Connecticut Governor John Rowland is also being granted a pardon. The Republican resigned in 2004 before pleading guilty to a corruption charge.
Fox's Jared Halpern, defense attorneys making a bold move in the sex trafficking trial against Sean Diddy Combs. Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Combs lawyer Mark Agnifilo called for a mistrial during testimony from an L.A. fire arson investigator. Agnifilo referenced destroyed fingerprint cards connected to the fire that damaged rapper Kid Cudi's car. Agnifilo accused prosecutors of implying that Combs interfered with that investigation.
Mistrial motion denied. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air, and at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
Celebrating 15 years of excellence, Nancy's Catering and Events has been feeding Pensacola's most unforgettable occasions since 2010. Led by award-winning executive chef Gus Silivos, Nancy's team brings top culinary creations and guest experiences to the Gulf Coast area. From lavish weddings and galas to seaside crab boils and garden parties, Nancy's has you covered. For more information and to see the array of menus and services, visit nancyscateringandevents.com. Nancy's Catering and Events, where your perfect event begins.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, with the return of curbside recycling, the city of Pensacola's trash rates could potentially change. The new rates will go into effect on July 1st if approved by the city council on June 12th. Residential customers will pay $24.99 for once-a-week pickup or $32.99 to add recycling service. Commercial property owners who use the city for trash pickup will take the biggest hit under the proposed plan, with rates for basic service increasing by at least $22.54 a month.
Okay, here's story number two. Mayor Reeves addressing the high cost of child care for working families in Pensacola. Today, the mayor held a child care summit. That meeting was organized to bring people involved in child care services together and discuss potential ideas and concepts. Reeves found that 15% of parents had left the job in the last 6 months because of issues with child care.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. This past Memorial Day marked one of the busiest days in Pensacola International Airport history, with over 13,450 travelers. Monday marked the fourth busiest travel day in the airport's history and the second largest of the year. PNS officials say most airports grow at a rate of 3-4%. PNS last year, though, grew 14%, and this year the airport is up about 4 or 5%.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
One win away from reaching the finals. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. The Indiana Pacers and the Edmonton Oilers are almost there. NBA Eastern Conference Finals, Game 4 in Indianapolis. The Pacers beat the Knicks 130-121 to take a 3-1 lead. Tyrese Halliburton had 32 points, 15 assists, and 10 rebounds with no turnovers. Indiana can advance to the NBA Finals with a win over New York tomorrow at Madison Square Garden. Western Conference Finals, the Oklahoma City Thunder can advance tonight past the Minnesota Timberwolves. OKC leads 3-1. Hockey. Edmonton Oilers scored a 4-1 win at home over the Dallas Stars for a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Final. Tonight, the reigning Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers will try to return to the Cup Final. They're up 3-1 on the Hurricanes. Game 5 is in Raleigh. Look who hit another home run.
Lifts the first pitch the other way. Kwan steps back onto the track. It is gone! Skyscraping drive the other way, and Ohtani's got his 20th. What the Ohtani, he says. Third consecutive game with a long ball for Shohei Ohtani.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, after Ohtani had homered for the second game in a row Monday to raise his total to 19 homers in 54 games, he was on pace to hit a career-high 55 home runs. Now, with 20 home runs in 55 games, Ohtani is on pace to hit around 59 homers. The NL West leading Dodgers worked the Guardians 9-5. American League best Detroit Tigers improved their record to 36-20, third straight win for Detroit, 3-1 over San Francisco. Tigers one game ahead of the Yankees for the best standing in the American League. Golf, the PGA Tour announced that beginning with this year's season-ending tour championship, all golfers will begin the tournament at even par, opposed to the format that's been in place since 2019, where players had scores already at the start of the tournament based on their FedEx Cup playoff points earned. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, one of the things we were hearing about in that whole spiel was the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City Thunder being given a chance to punch their ticket to the finals tonight, hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. You can catch coverage of that game in just over 20 minutes on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. Coverage starts at 7 o'clock. You can find ESPN Pensacola on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
What happened to Mary Lou Retton? Of course,
sounds like a book title.
She's a gymnastics icon. We all know that. Now she's facing legal troubles. Joe Morgan has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Mary Lou Retton is facing a misdemeanor charge of driving under the influence after being arrested in West Virginia. Retton was stopped on May 17th and smelled of alcohol and was slurring her words, according to the criminal complaint, while officers observed a container of wine in the passenger seat. Retton refused a roadside breath test and blood test and was released after paying a $1,500 bond. Retton became the first American female gymnast to win the individual all-around competition at the 1984 Olympics when she was 16 years old. In 2023, she nearly died due to a rare form of pneumonia. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And Baylor football defensive lineman Alex Foster has passed away at just 18 years old. The news was announced this morning in a joint statement from the school's athletic director and football head coach. Foster committed to the Bears football program in last year's high school class out of Greenville, Mississippi. He redshirted during the 2024 season and went through practices in the spring.
Okay, the Justice Department says it's launching an investigation into potential Title IX violations in California by allowing transgendered women to participate in women's school sports. Jill Nato reports.
The DOJ says it's taking action to enforce Title IX in California to protect girls' sports. The state's alleged to unlawfully allow males to participate on female sports teams. They've sent letters of legal notice to California Attorney General Rob Bonta, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Thurman, and others, telling them of the probe to determine if the state is engaging in discrimination on the basis of sex. The National Women's Law Center says there's only a small number of trans and intersex girls and women athletes, and they've not demonstrated any overwhelming advantage. Jill Nato, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Last year, Connor McDavid became the first non-Stanley Cup champion to win the Conn Smythe Trophy since Jean-Sebastien Giguère did so back in 2003. And now a rematch for McDavid's Edmonton Oilers against the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup final seems inevitable, as both the Oilers and Panthers are up 3-1 in their conference finals. And it's going to be fascinating to see the best player on the planet in McDavid can beat the best team on the planet in the Panthers and do so four times to hoist his first ever Stanley Cup. I'm Zach Gelb.
G
check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
In a world parched for excitement, Twisted Tea's your refreshing thrill ride of flavor. The hard iced tea that's smooth, made with real brewed tea and 5% alcohol. Twisted Tea, keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a new study finds that a young child who experiences the divorce of his or her parents could be affected in many ways into their adulthood. Grinnell Scott has the latest on News Radio 92.3.
The study is from the U.S. Census Bureau and two universities, Maryland and Cal Merced. Results found divorce experienced by a child under five manifests itself in three major ways: household income loss, gravitation to lower income neighborhoods, and less parental access. Among teens who experience a parental divorce, short-term rises are seen in teen pregnancies and incarcerations. The effects were found to be similar regardless of race or ethnicity. It's estimated that about one-third of U.S. children experience their parents' divorce. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And a new study says three-fourths of all moms in the United States are struggling with some degree of mental health issues. The study published Tuesday by Columbia University looked at nearly 200,000 mothers over a seven-year period and found only 25% reported excellent mental health. That's down from 38% in 2016. The study also showed declines in physical health among U.S. mothers, especially among those who were single, younger, less educated, and whose children were multiracial or uninsured. Could this just be a stress thing, though, for a lot of it?
No, it's a misreading of sample bases. And I say this so often. Mm. You got 2,000 respondents. What are the demo breaks out?
200,000.
Oh, is it 200,000?
Yes.
Okay. What are the breakouts? So if that, no, that's a better sample base. So I'll shut my mouth on that one. I thought you said 2,000.
No.
But no, but you know, how can you get an accurate reading on sample bases that are low? And that's
right.
What, you know, some people say, well, I did this. Yeah, how many people did you
survey? A lot of surveys are bad about that.
Four people. Okay. I'm with you, man. You're absolutely right on target, Austin.
Good for me.
Yes, you are. Animal hospitals in Colorado reporting an increase in ticks among pets. Kim Posey of my former station, KDVR in Denver, has more.
Brittany Hartman is a supervisor at Indian Tree Animal Hospital in Arvada.
A lot of people think that ticks aren't in Colorado or that you have to go hiking to find them, and that's just not the case. They're in our neighborhoods. They're in the open spaces.
Hartman says there are a lot of flea and tick prevention medications to choose from. But what if you do find a tick? Dr. Emily Weibland says to use something like tweezers and pull the whole body and head off.
If you just pull the body off and leave the head in there, that can create infections and stuff.
Now, according to CSU Extension, the Rocky Mountain wood tick is the most active tick, and Colorado tick fever is the most common tick-transmitted disease.
Okay, an uptick of injuries may be coming as summer approaches. Yeah, things can happen. You're more mobile, more outside, things like that. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. While the risk for drowning can increase in the summer months, doctors say this upcoming season is also marred by a slew of other fatalities and injuries. A common summer risk, head injuries from accidents on bikes, scooters, and similar types of activities. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says wearing a properly fitted helmet can lower your chances for traumatic brain injuries and concussions. Your yard may also need some attention. Safety experts recommend creating a border around fire pits to prevent people and animals from stumbling in or getting too close. Mishaps with fireworks can lead to burns. For mild injuries, doctors say use cool water, but for a serious burn, seek emergency care. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, we're looking at 6:45. Afternoon sliding by here. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Absolutely. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. I think the last spot I had been reporting on was Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, but that has cleared up. As for the weather on a local scale, 84 degrees, low of 74 tonight with about a 40% chance of showers. Those will greatly increase tomorrow, but the temperature won't. Thursday's high will be 85 with another low of 74.
Okay, there's your local forecast. Let me go national on you today. Severe weather in store for parts of the central U.S. Meteorologist Adam Klotz has a look at your Fox weather forecast.
A powerful low-pressure system is bringing widespread storms across the central United States today. Expect severe thunderstorms stretching from Texas through Missouri and into the southeast, with the potential for large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes. Farther north, cooler air is filtering in behind the front, bringing scattered showers and gusty winds from the Dakotas into the Great Lakes. Out west, dangerous heat continues to build. Parts of California, Nevada, Arizona are under excessive heat warnings, with triple-digit highs and elevated fire danger. The heat extends north into the interior northwest, with temperatures will run 10 to 20 degrees above average. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Fannie Mae today announcing a partnership with defense tech company Palantir to detect mortgage fraud. Shares of Palantir have jumped more than 140% since President Donald Trump's election win in November. NVIDIA beats on earnings and revenue for their first fiscal quarter. Data center sales jumped by 73% in the period. NVIDIA said it expected $45 billion in sales in the current quarter versus LSEG estimates of 99 cents in adjusted earnings per share on $45.9 billion of sales in the July quarter. Stocks were lower on Wall Street today, with the Dow falling nearly 250 points, the S&P 500 slid by 32, and the NASDAQ lost nearly 100. The Trump administration today relaxing barriers in 401k plans to buying cryptocurrency and related digital assets. U.S. crude oil futures for July under 62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, an industry veteran is going to take over Jeep's parent company. Stellantis, Jenny Casola has the details for us.
Antonio Filosa will be CEO of Stellantis next month. He's been with the company 25 years. He's an Italian executive who started his career at Fiat, later was head of Jeep, and recently was working on the company's U.S. operations. Jeep has been dealing with excess dealer inventory and slower sales. Stellantis' previous CEO, Carlos Tavares, stepped down in December after disappointing sales and profits. Stellantis has 14 brands, and there's been speculation some could be cut. In addition to Jeep, it makes Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, Fiat, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, Opel, and other European brands. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And General Motors pouring almost $1 billion into a Western New York propulsion assembly plant for equipment and machinery upgrades. The $888 million investment will also cover renovations to the Tonawanda propulsion plant near Buffalo, plus continue to support almost 900 jobs there. Tonawanda town leadership is pleased with the automotive giant's investment and commitment to the region. The project will begin in July and end in 2027.
Okay, here's a bit of advice and a recommendation at the same time for you. Do not travel to Venezuela.
Don't have to tell me
there
twice.
There you go. The highest travel advisory level is in effect from U.S. officials. CJ Papa has more on News Radio 92.3.
The U.S. State Department warns of the possibility of wrongful detention, kidnapping, and torture if you decide to travel to the South American nation, where it says more U.S. nationals are currently wrongfully detained than in any other country. U.S. citizens could be unjustly charged with serious crimes like terrorism and held for a long period of time. The department stressing there is no safe way for Americans to travel to Venezuela. Officials urging all U.S. citizens who are in Venezuela to get out immediately. The U.S. government does not have an operating embassy or consulate in Venezuela and cannot provide routine or emergency consular services to U.S. citizens there. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And Salesforce says it's acquiring cloud data company Informatica for $8 billion. So that's a pretty penny. Software company said it's buying Informatica to support its push into AI. Under the terms of the deal, holders of Informatica stock will receive $25 a share.
Okay, Vice President J.D. Vance delivering the keynote address at the Bitcoin 2025 conference in Las Vegas. Christian Goodwin has more.
Vice President J.D. Vance says crypto and digital assets are part of the mainstream economy and are here to stay.
Our administration, we prioritize eliminating the rules, the red tape, and the lawfare that we saw aimed at crypto by our predecessors. We're ending the weaponization of federal regulations against this community.
Saying he's optimistic that Congress will pass the Genius Act.
And once the Genius Act is enacted, it's poised to vastly expand the use of stablecoins as a digital payment system for millions of our fellow Americans.
Noting the Trump administration will then move to enact a transparent and tailored regulatory framework for digital assets. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The free ride is over at Southwest. Bags fly free. Remember that? That was their moniker, and that was their marketing posture.
Yeah.
It's over. It's all over. You're going to pay for those bags. Here's Jenny Casola.
Starting today, Southwest Airlines will be charging $35 for your first checked bag and $45 for a second. The fees apply to travel booked on or after May 28th. If you're already holding a previously purchased ticket, you'll avoid the fee for those flights. Higher-priced tickets will also include checked bags. Frequent flyers with the highest status can check two bags free, and those holding the airline's credit card will get one bag free. Southwest's slogan was Bags Fly Free, which it even featured in ads, but higher costs have pushed Southwest to make changes. It is now offering basic economy tickets. It's changing planes for extra legroom seats, and assigned seating will start later this year. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
6:52. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes with a couple of pop culture notes to ease you into this Wednesday evening.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. UWF Board of Trustees installs Manny Diaz as the interim president and likely future permanent president. A lot of controversy. We talked about that extensively. We talked with ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody about whether the changes made by the EPA to some of the PFAS rules actually affect us here. Short answer, they don't really. Mayor D.C. Reeves joined us, and we talked about whether there's going to be any impact from the protest against the America's Cup by American Magic, as well as recycling coming soon. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:55. Boy, the afternoon slid by here. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Don't have much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there this afternoon. But I mean it. Especially because we've got about a 40% chance of showers this evening, and it's going to increase to 80% tomorrow.
I can feel your dedication.
Yes, I know. I'm beaten with sweat over here. 84 degrees, low of 74 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 85. Once again, low of 74.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Pretty excited about this story. Survivor is returning with some big changes. Michelle Polino has more on News Radio 92.3.
Jeff Probst has unveiled the 24 returning players for Survivor's milestone 50th season, confirming the new season will premiere in spring of 2026. CBS says the season will push the series into uncharted territory and impact players like never before. Returning contestants include White Lotus creator Mike White, who came in second on season 37. And for the first time ever, fans will help shape the game, voting on major elements like idols, fire making, and whether the live finale and reunion will return to Los Angeles. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a former stylist for both Sean Diddy Combs and his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura says he thought Cassie was going to harm herself when she was fleeing Diddy after a bad argument. Deontay Nash took the stand today and said he didn't report Combs' alleged violence to police out of fear of retaliation. Combs faces life in prison for sex trafficking and other charges.
All right, today, big day. I'm sure you're celebrating. It's National Hamburger Day.
All right.
If you're a fan of those burgers, you're not alone. Tanya J. Powers has more on the story.
America loves its hamburgers so much, there's a whole day devoted to them. The hamburger and cheeseburger are among Americans' favorite foods, according to YouGov's list of most popular American dishes. Burgers got 83% of the poll, tied with fried chicken and grilled cheese sandwiches, and the cheeseburger was right behind it at 82%. They were only beaten by French fries and mashed potatoes. So for National Hamburger Day today, there are lots of free food and deals being offered at restaurants across the country. Burger bargains can be found at Burger King, Wendy's, Dairy Queen, Checkers and Rally's, Shake Shack, Sonic, and Whataburger, to name just a few. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Hey, you know, we were just talking about the Diddy storyline because there's a lot of lore to that now. Well, just mentioned Cassie Ventura. She is welcoming her third child less than 2 weeks after her lengthy testimony in the Sean Combs trial. Multiple sources say Ventura has given birth to a baby boy at an NYC hospital and that both mom and son are doing well. The 38-year-old singer, actress, and model already has two daughters with husband Alex Fine.
Discovery Channel revealing the untold truths about that Titan submersible tragedy, and it was... Michelle Polino has the story for us.
Implosion, the Titanic sub-disaster, dives deep into the events that led to the tragic OceanGate submersible catastrophe, from CEO Stockton Rush's vision to build a groundbreaking carbon fiber sub called the Titan to its construction and ultimate mission to the wreckage of the Titanic.
Prior to Titan's implosion, there had never been a hull loss in the entire history of commercial submarining.
The two-hour special features never-before-seen footage from global adventurer Josh Gates and offers an in-depth look at the final voyage culminating in the fatal implosion. It premieres at 9 p.m. Eastern on Discovery Channel. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Dollywood wins again, takes the top spot in the annual survey for amusement parks. Here's Tom Graham.
Dollywood earned the title of America's favorite theme park for the third straight year in 2024. That's according to the National Amusement Park Historical Association's newly released survey of its members. The theme park is located in Dolly Parton's home state of Tennessee in the tourist hotspot of Pigeon Forge. As for America's second favorite, Disneyland in Anaheim, California is the runner-up. And when it comes to the most beautiful theme park, the survey says that honor goes to Busch Gardens, Williamsburg, Virginia. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Okay, thanks everybody for joining us this afternoon. Thanks to Shelley Ragsdale from FPNL giving us some great information on how to save money this summer with your energy cost, and also District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger in today. This is News Radio 92.3. Have a great night.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.